If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
My name is Andy, and this is the most magical podcast on earth. When I'm not on holiday at Walt Disney World, I'm planning a holiday to Disney. And when I'm not planning a holiday to Disney, I'm talking about Disney with other UK fans like me who make the trip to Orlando and the House of the Mouse. So whether you're a parks professional or a Florida first timer, this is the podcast for you. Each episode, I'll be chatting to other Disney superfans to share memories of their magical times, answering your Walt Disney World questions, getting you all the latest news from the parks, and finding out what's happening right now in Orlando. So get your ears on as we take you to the most magical place on earth. This is the most magical podcast on earth as part of the Secret Recordings Network. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, at PodMagical is where we are on the socials on this episode. We're going to be catching up with Catherine about her recent solo trip to Walt Disney World. Also, if you are going to Disney World in the next few weeks, I've got some good news and some bad news and a big shopping tip at the end of the podcast. And your questions. Do get in touch if there's anything you want to know, whether it comes to planning or booking or anything else. I get asked this a few times. I thought I'd answer it today. Thank you to David and anybody else who's asked me this question. I like the way David has worded this. He says, Andy, you're always very positive about Walt Disney World, but you always ask your guests what they don't like about Walt Disney World. What do you not like about Walt Disney World? Is there anything? Oh, yes. There are things. In fact, I've got a list. Things I don't like about Walt Disney World. I don't like the park reservation system. I don't like the fact you can't park hop until after 2 o'clock. I don't like the fact they got rid of the Magical Express. I'm still not a big fan of Genie Plus, but I'm getting my head around that. I think it could work better for the value for money. Not too bothered about the dining plan not being back. Here's what I really don't like, though. This may come as a big surprise. My big gripe about Walt Disney World is the loo roll, the toilet paper. Single ply. I mean, come on, Disney World. We're paying a lot for your hotels. We're paying a lot to get in the theme parks. At least give us 2-ply loo roll. Please, come on, 2-ply toilet roll. And also on the subject of toilets, and I think this might be more of an American thing, there's too many gaps in the doors. Don't you think? Like underneath and sometimes at the side. I don't want to, you know, you can walk into a bathroom, you can see people's ankle. I don't want to see that. I think that might be an American thing. Maybe you could sort that out and sort the toilet roll out. Thanks. If you have any questions about anything regarding Disney World or you want to be a podcast guest like Catherine, who we're going to speak to now, do get in touch. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, at PodMagical. Catherine's on the podcast, just back from a birthday trip. So tell me, Catherine, why do you love Walt Disney World?
There's three reasons. Two reasons is the same as people have said before, like the theming and being that Disney bubble. But one of mine is actually the character interactions. Since COVID happened, hugs me more than anything. So all the characters that I've met previously and during this last trip have been really, really fun.
Who are your favourite characters to meet, Catherine? God, tell me.
Mexican Donald is always fun.
Number one is number one.
Yeah. also, I like meeting Tigger. Tigger has a very good meet and greet option. It was funny because when I went to Epcot this last trip, Tigger wasn't meant to be with Pooh in Epcot, and he just turned up. and even the cast member was like, why are you here?
What are you
doing? But yeah, he was just playing with the butterfly net with him and just having crazy antics. It was really funny.
Oh, yeah, because Pooh's always there trying to catch butterflies, which I've never seen him catch a butterfly, by the way. But, I've never seen Tigger. I've never even seen pictures of Tigger turning up. That's brilliant.
Yeah. Like, it was weird because it was for 10 minutes and then the cast member went, you best go back to wherever.
Yeah, you've escaped.
And it was just like, I think it was just meant to be one of them rare encounters. And stuff. And it was just like, oh, okay.
So when you go, do you do character dining as well?
I have done, on this last trip I did, and on a couple of previous trips, apart from the one before last, I didn't do that one then, but I have done them previously, yeah.
Have you got particular favourite character dining?
I would say, even though it wasn't really for me, I would say Tusker House. Tusker House has the best character interactions, I think, that I've seen. Just because it's Goofy, Donald, Daisy and Mickey in their safari outfits. And if you can get the when park just before park opens, there's more interactions with them. So they'll go around tables and try and get you and try and like come like twice if they can, depending on how many people are turning up for the day. So that's always like a good one. And also, it shows for the cast members that are working in Tusker House, because they will take pictures. If you're a single person like myself, they will take photos for you, or a cast member who's with the character will take a photo for you. So like, it's very, very nice.
Oh, so your last trip, was it a solo trip?
But like, for the last two trips have been solos, yeah.
I'm very jealous of people who go on solo trips. I've spoken to people before who've been on their own. It's something I've always wanted to do. So how did you find it going on your own?
To be fair, the first time it was nerve-wracking because I'd never been on a plane by myself. I've never been on... I'd obviously flown before, but with family. So that was quite a, like, getting through security and all that sort of stuff. But as far as the trip itself, the only thing that I found difficult was there's no one there to tell you to smile. The photographers don't do it.
Oh.
So for me, when my relaxed face, I'm just like, oh, I'm not smiling any of these photos.
Oh, no.
So like the second trip, I was like, right, I've got to make sure that I smile.
Yeah.
In the photos, otherwise it's going to be, oh, Catherine went on this trip and she didn't enjoy it.
Yeah. So where did you stay on your last trip?
So this last trip in January just gone, I stayed at Pop Century. And then the trip before that, I stayed at All Star Sports.
So you like to stay on property?
I do like to stay on property just because I don't drive. So it's nice to have the buses there, Skyliner now and monorail. So I'd rather stay on property. And the only time I go off is if it's to Universal for a day or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'd rather stay on property.
And especially as well, if you're going on your own, I mean, where else could you stay up till 11 o'clock at night to watch fireworks or whatever and then just make your own way back to your hotel? Because you feel just so safe. That's the thing about Disney World, isn't it?
Yeah.
So tell me about the first time you ever went to Walt Disney World. What do you remember about that trip?
I have good memories and bad memories of that because my dad is quite the... he'll wind you up for no apparent reason. So all I remember is going on most rides. I don't know which ones. I think it was actually Alien Encounter. And this was in 2000. So I was 10, and my dad was like, "Oh yeah, this will be a fun ride." Blah blah blah. Not realizing it was an alien that wasn't Disney-fied.
Yeah, terrifying. That's what it was, Catherine. That's why it's not there anymore.
And he was, thankfully it's not there. Even though Stitch wasn't as bad.
Yeah, that wasn't as bad.
Because I'd done it, it was Stitch when I went in 2010, the second trip time I went. But it was more like, why have this ride? And then my dad was like, oh yeah, and then after that it was like, oh yeah, this alien's on every single ride, so I'm screaming the whole time.
He told you it was every ride.
So he would be like, oh yeah, this alien's gonna follow you everywhere. Great.
Oh, brilliant.
I think it was just that he didn't want to pay to go again. I think that's probably what it was. But yeah
but that didn't stop you.
Yeah, to be fair, jokes on him. We went in 2008. Yeah, 2008. Because I was 18 at that point, and I was like, I want to go again. And he was like, well, you screamed last time. I said, we have screamed because you told me there was an alien on every single ride. What you on about? So we had to go again. But yeah, it wasn't the best, but. Other than that I remember falling asleep in Ellen's. I fell asleep just throughout the whole thing and then woke up to dinosaurs so I was screaming again.
Oh, the universe of energy. I think people used to use that for that reason, though. I think people used to go in there for sleep. But now there's no sleeping on the new attraction where that was, Guardians of the Galaxy.
No.
No sleeping on that.
No.
Have you got a particular favourite memory, apart from being chased around by aliens? What about happier times?
I think my favourite memory was, so on the second trip, so I was with my parents again, and this was 2008, we stayed at Boardwalk Inn.
Yeah.
And basically, Boardwalk Inn is the nicest hotel compared to Grand Floridian, depending on which, because I've not done Polynesian or Beach Club or whatever, Yacht Club, but Boardwalk is something else, just because of the area surrounding it, so the actual boardwalk. So especially at night, I always suggest if anyone's new or they've not done it before, it's literally a 3-minute walk from International Gateway. Literally. And at night, with all the entertainment that's on that you don't realize that's on, it's very, very nice just to walk through and just think. And also the fact of there's going to be a new restaurant or a new cake bake shop thing that was there when it was being constructed whilst I was there this last time. So that's always going to be like an afternoon tea place, like that'll open up like by the end of this year. So like you've got more reasons to go over, especially at night, just to see how it looks.
Definitely. I'd definitely recommend the boardwalk as well. And the good thing is, if you're on a Skyliner resort and you've come out of Epcot after the fireworks, there's a big queue for the Skyliner.
Exactly.
Have a walk around the boardwalk and then go back, because the Skyliner's going for another hour. So, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's one of those where you either go just before, once you get off the Skyliner, if you're not rushing into the park, or you go just as you're leaving, like give it 10 minutes and just go and wander just for a quick. Like, because there's also like you've got the boardwalk in itself, and you've also got like Yacht and Beach Club are not too far away as well. They're opposite, and it's just a nice walk. It's a bit like an updated version of Blackpool Pier, but nicer.
There you go. Best way to describe it.
Yeah.
Like Blackpool Pier, but nicer.
Yeah.
Back with Catherine in just a moment. Let's get you a quick update of some news coming over from Walt Disney World. There's been quite a lot, actually. Let's talk about character meet and greets, first of all. We know that Figment is going to be coming to Epcot, or should I say coming back to Epcot. The Figment meet and greet, we now know, will start in summer. Also starting in autumn, Mirabelle from Encanto, she's going to be meeting at Magic Kingdom. And at Animal Kingdom, they're also getting a new meet and greet from April the 22nd. Moana will be doing a meet and greet at Animal Kingdom. So quite a few meet and greets coming over to Walt Disney World over the rest of the year. Also, they have shared with us some concept art for the new Epcot Nighttime Spectacular, which is coming later on this year. This is the replacement for Harmonious, which I really enjoy, but I don't like the barges, but I like Harmonious. That's going to finish in just a matter of days. The new Nighttime Spectacular, which will be later on this year, we've got Epcot Forever, which is going to bridge the gap, but when the new one starts, it will be an original composition and evocative selections from the Disney songbook woven together to remind us that we are all more alike than different. The words of Disney for the new Nighttime Spectacular coming to Epcot. And also we've got a timeline for the new Moana attraction coming to Epcot, the Moana Journey of Water, not really an attraction, more of a walk-through garden. The experience was announced last year with a late 2023 opening. However, Disney have kind of given us a little bit of information. It might open around autumn time, autumn 2023. So maybe Epcot is going to be finished sooner than we think. They've also given us a few photographs of what the Communicore Plaza and Communicore Hall are going to be like at Epcot as well. So lots going on. There's been a lot of news over the last week. And you want to recap more and have a look at some of those concept arts, have a look at our socials, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, at Pop Magical. Catherine's with us on the podcast. Came back from Disney earlier this year. Celebrated your birthday at Disney World. How was that?
It was a lot of fun. I went to Magic Kingdom and I went to Disney Springs, and I got more attention at Disney Springs, which surprised me.
Oh, right.
With the button and everything.
Yeah, with your pin badge.
Yeah, so, it was one of those bucket list items that I was on my list to do, because I did this last trip, I did 2 weeks. It was lovely. Just be aware, if anyone is celebrating a birthday and they're into makeup, Sephora does a birthday gift that's free if you sign up to their email, and they'll just sign you up there and there in the shop, and then you just get your birthday gift. It's like facial creams and all that sort of stuff, but sample sizes, but they're worth like at least $15 each.
Wow, good tip.
And so there's like perfume, face cream, mascara, and a body thing, and there was another one as well, but they're all big names as well, so they're worth quite a bit.
So any more tips? Let's blast through some more quick tips.
Okay, Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, speaking of queues that aren't worth it, do that first when you go into Hollywood Studios. Do not do the others, because the queues are worth it to stay in a longer queue.
Yeah.
So Mickey and Minnie's, like, because of the ride itself, the queue's not worth it to be in a longer queue, mm-hmm. more than an hour. Then don't eat something right away before riding Guardians. I know it seems quite obvious, but don't.
Yeah, I know
there
why.
Most of the reasons why people are saying motion sickness is either they've moved their head back so they get a bit of whiplash, or it's because they've done it just straight after lunch.
Yeah,
and it's just
why
have you bothered? No. Do a Target or Walmart Amazon delivery before you, on the first day that you arrive. So your travel day, do that, because bottles of Coke, Sprite, water, they're above $6. And whereas you can get stuff for $4 in Target.
Yeah.
No ones. And then also buy fruit flavoured hard sweets for whilst you're in a long line and you don't know when you're next going to get a drink. Werthers at Epcot, they do an apple flavored one, so it turns into an apple like flavored center. They're the best ones to go for if you are into that side of things.
Oh.
And if you're doing Festival of the Arts, make sure that you do your first day in the parks so Epcot, like, in the afternoon. So I did Magic Kingdom and Epcot, just because some of the art goes very quickly, and they do, like, prints, which are, like, $44.99. They do postcards, and then they do, like, the massive ones, what you expect, where they're over $500 or less or more or whatever.
Yeah.
And you're best off doing that on your first day, because sometimes they go and they don't come back.
Let's talk about quickly some of your favourite things. Favourite restaurant, what is it?
Favourite restaurant, it's been said before, but Tepanito.
At Epcot?
Tepanito, yeah, at Epcot, yeah. It's the experience, the atmosphere, because I was so I went on this on my last trip, so I was there by myself. They put you with a group of seven or eight, round the kitchen where it is. So I got to meet some faces that I wouldn't do. So we were chatting throughout and all that sort of stuff. So, and also they're very good on allergies as well. So if you don't like salad, or if you have a certain allergy, they'll let you know if anything touches anything like that. So.
Cool. Now, you mentioned Boardwalk before. Would you say that's your favourite resort?
I think that's my favourite, like, deluxe resort, if it's classed as that.
It is.
And then Pop Century is my favourite, like, value resort.
And
those two are, like, mid.
And the big question, of course, what's your favourite attraction?
favourite attraction. It's either Guardians of the Galaxy or Slinky Dog Dash. Slinky Dog has a place in my heart, I think.
Daytime or nighttime for Slinky Dog, if you could only do it once?
I didn't get a chance to do it at nighttime, so I have to say day.
Oh, yeah, because you don't do it at night. It's quite cool at night, though, with all the lights.
Yeah, the thing is that whenever I've went, especially in January, you don't realise that how many people now, because of COVID, are turning up. Like, there was massive queues, and I was just like, I am not staying till 10 o'clock at night to ride this ride, even though the queue was amazing and you don't feel like you're in a queue. It was one of them where I was just like, it was like a 3-hour wait, and I was like, no.
When you're tired, you're tired.
Every time I tried, yeah.
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 So, your perfect day at Walt Disney World. Stay where you want, do what you want, eat where you want. Talk me through it.
Okay.
It sounds like you've written this down on a piece of paper. It sounds like you're prepared for this, Catherine.
Yeah. Good. So, I'm similar to you where I can't sleep on planes. So, what I did was I did the perfect day.
On your way home?
On the way home. So, I was just, yeah.
Go on then. What were we doing?
So we're waking up in Pop Century.
Cool.
We're booking a lightning lane for Guardians. But our first park is actually going to be Magic Kingdom. So we ride Seventh Dwarf Mine Train, Big Thunder Mountain, and then Space Mountain before having breakfast at Sleepy Hollow for that Nutella and fruit waffle. And then after that, it's Peter Pan's flight. We meet Goofy, Donald, Daisy and Minnie at the Peach Silly Sideshow, so the one at the back.
Yeah.
And then we move on to Epcot. We do our Guardians ride, we do Test Track, and then we have lunch at Tepanito's. Then we do Imagination of Figment, and then we do Remy's Ratatouille Adventure. We then fly to Skyliner, so this is about 1-2 p.m. fly Skyliner to Hollywood Studios. But before we even get to Hollywood Studios, I don't know if anyone knows this, there is a Joffrey's Coffees at Caribbean Beach, which is just down the side. It's like literally like 20 yards on the ramp. There is a certain drink, and I did post it on my Instagram stories, it's a strawberry slushy, what it is in the UK, but it's called a strawberry frozen drink.
Right.
And because they use the non-degradable straws, and it's a sugar cane straw, the flavour is different, and it's very, very nice to have, especially on a hot day. So if you ever get a chance to, L&R Dreaming were the ones that on YouTube that caught me to this idea, and when I tried it, I was like, yeah, this is the best drink ever.
Oh, well done Luke and Rich for that one.
So it's worth it. It's like under $7 with tax, so it's worth doing. We end the night with at Hollywood Studios doing the Beauty and the Beast show, Rise of the Resistance, Smuggler's Run, Slinky Dog Dash, and finishing off with Toy Story Mania. We have tea at Backlot Express. There's a chicken teriyaki bowl, which is very, very nice. And then we watch Fantasmic and eat a cookie bought earlier in the day whilst watching.
Oh, what a day. But no Animal Kingdom in there. No time, I suppose.
No Animal Kingdom, just because, yes, it's like a kind of a half-day park, if you want to call it that, but it's one of those things where to fit everything in, even if I wanted to include it, because I did include Everest and things like that, it's one of those where you're better off in the morning for that, and I'd rather do Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, especially part. Like if Animal Kingdom opens at like 7:30 or 8, which sometimes it does, get in there nice and early.
Yeah, exactly. Like because you've got to get on Flight of Passage before that. Don't bother doing the over two hour queue. It's not worth it.
No.
It's really not. And like on the first trip that I did solo, I went at lunchtime, which was the wrong thing to do. 2.5 hours in a queue.
Yeah.
And it's not the best queues to be in because it's room after room after room after room. You're like, is it done yet?
Is it ever ending? 2.5 hours, though, is still shorter than the latest film. So you'll be able to watch the film in that time. Catherine, yeah. Lovely talking to you. Thanks for your memories. Happy yeah. belated birthday, even though it was January.
Yeah.
And have a magical day.
Thank you.
If you'd like to be a podcast guest going to Walt Disney World soon, or you've just come back, or haven't been for years, there's lots of stuff we can talk about. Give me a shout. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, at PodMagical. If you are going to be going to the Magic over the next few weeks, an exciting time to go, a warm time to go. The temperatures are really picking up, as are the crowds. We are into spring break season now, so expect it to be very busy. And Genie Plus prices have been getting quite high as well, like $29 a day. They've been reaching their maximum. If you are going to be going, we have got Happily Ever After back, the nighttime spectacular at Magic Kingdom returns from the 3rd of April, which is very exciting. They had a cast member preview just a few nights ago. And then the day after that is the opening day for Tron Light Cycle at Magic Kingdom Park, which they seem to have been building for ages. That's going to be a virtual queue system, so you'll have to be ready to jump on that. Guardians of the Galaxy, by the way, over at Epcot will stay on virtual queue as well. So two virtual queues at Walt Disney World when Tron opens. And of course, we've got the Flower and Garden Festival at Epcot as well, with some live music of the Garden Rocks Spectacular. If you are going to be going and it's going to be busy, here is a top tip for you, the top tip for this episode. You might be getting your head around mobile ordering. What about mobile shopping? Because you don't have to go to the checkout anymore. If you've gone to any of the shops and it's really busy, you can't just walk out with the goods, but on your My Disney Experience, you can now scan and pay for the items as you're going around the shop. So it's like a self-scan, which will save you a lot of time if it's getting really busy by the tills. Check that out on the My Disney Experience. You will have to have your credit card linked to that, but that's how you pay. And then just as you leave, just show the cast member at the door going, oh, I got this, I paid for it like that, and you'll see you on your way. So that'll just save a little bit of time. Mobile shopping, mobile ordering. I hope you've got a battery charger with you when you go to Walt Disney World. That's it for this episode. Don't forget, brand new episodes fortnightly. So I'm going to be back in 2 weeks' time. Hit that subscribe button and you don't miss it. And if you could give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts as well, that's great. Always helps people find us. So thank you for your support. And until next time, please stand clear of the doors.